Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of August, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. On behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, my name is Sister Christine Lemay, and this is a brand new day. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, I would like again to welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are, to Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is a time when we get together every morning, Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and we get together, we praise, we worship, we pray for each other, we pray for world affairs, and we just get into the presence of God, knowing that He is in control and He is able to keep us. My name is Sister Christine Lemay, and you are free to, during the course of this prayer line, you are free to come in anytime with your praise report, your prayer request, your word of encouragement, word of exaltation. You are free to join us in whatever way God has led you to edify on this prayer line. I would like to open us in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning one more time in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we come before you asking you to cleanse us one more time. Wash us in your blood, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, seen and unseen. We come before you this morning humbly bringing ourselves, asking you, Lord, to search us and to help us to do the things that are right in your sight. We come this morning, Father, asking you to give us the strength, give us the courage to keep on serving you, to keep on loving you, to keep on seeking after your righteousness. Father, this morning we ask that your presence be on this prayer line, that you have your way, Lord, wherever you want it to go or whatever you want to be done on this prayer line, Lord, we surrender all to you. And we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be present on this line this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today the team, I was sort of asking the Lord to show me what direction to go to this morning, and it came up in my spirit that people are losing courage. And I say, Lord, that is the theme, that would be the theme for this morning, that God will help us to have courage. Because we live in a world where people is desperately searching. People are just searching for answers to some of life's deepest issues. And we have noticed that the answer is not coming from man, because we are not capable of meeting our own needs. We think even the leaders, even the government, even the rulers think that they have their own solution and they could supply the need and supply the answers to all the world question and world need. And we are seeing that I could say that they are making a mess of it. I believe that The Lord desires to prepare his people, us, to channel his love and his compassion. He is preparing us, his people, as loving vessels, and he is equipping us through his word to share. We may not have the answer to everything, but we know that his word would help us to help people who are looking for help. As I always say, we the Christians are being called upon more and more to help, to give help, to give advice to our friends, to our neighbors, to our co-workers, to our children. And even we need to look and search for the answers, and the only place that the answer would come from is from the Word of God, and the only place that the help will come from is from God. It seems as though as soon as one problem is solved and you turn around, is another conflict or another problem. We can be there when people need help, when people need healing. We are the ones that God has lifted up and chosen to give this help and this healing and comfort. So we need courage. We need courage because sometimes we ourselves are going through our personal problem, and we feel, I know sometimes I feel like, you know, you praying for people, you praying for everybody who is praying for you. But that is what this prayer night is about, for us to pray for each other, for us to pray for the community, for the world, for your neighbor, for the world problem. I have some scriptures of encouragement that would enlighten our spirit and encourage us, giving us the courage, knowing that who is in control. Psalm 115 verse 3 says, "Our God is in the heaven. He does all that he pleases. Nothing happens without God's permission." Nothing. Nothing happens without God allowing it to happen. Deuteronomy 7:9, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations." So that is his require of us, that we keep his covenant, and that will keep us steadfast in his love, which will enable us to love and to help others. James 1:2-4 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." And then Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." So the Word of God has the answers. The Word of God has the, give us the courage, give us the comfort to continue pressing on, to continue trusting, and to continue believing that with God all things are possible. And with him, through him, we can do all things. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is in control of every situation, no matter how big or how small. we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We take his word, his covenant, and we know that he is a God that keeps promises. He promised us that where two or more are gathered as touching on anything, it will be done. So this morning, knowing that he is in control on this prayer line, and he is in control of everything, we would go forth with courage and with steadfastness in God's love. Again, I say, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you are free to interrupt at any given time and share with us. I have a few prayer requests and a few people that I would like to lift up in prayer. We also know that there's a lot of world conflict that is going on. We have the incident in Ferguson, Missouri, that we see on the news daily what is happening. Then we have what's going on in Israel. We see daily what is happening, and there we see that man is seeking for the answer, man is seeking for the solution, and it's not happening. So we have to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for the answer. My first prayer request is for, we have some individuals who need healing and need a touch from God. So this morning we are going to lift up two individuals especially. Lonnie Weaver and Marion Jean. They need a touch from God, and I would like to lift them up in prayer this morning. I'd like you to touch and agree with me for their healing and for their for God to show himself mighty and show himself strong. I would like to apologize with the date. I said Tuesday, August the 22nd. It is Tuesday, August the 19th. I apologize for that. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning knowing you are the great healer. You are the great physician. Knowing, Lord, that just one touch from you and you are able to heal. You are able to set free. You are able to... Excuse me. Sorry. You are able to do a mighty work, Lord. Father, we lift up Lonnie Weaver this morning. Father, you see and you know everything about Lonnie. You make Lonnie in your image and your likeness. And we ask this morning that you touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Father, we bring before you every part of his body. We bring his respiratory system. We bring his nervous system. We bring his skeletal system. We bring him before you, Lord, asking you, Lord, to touch him, to heal him. Wherever there is pain, Lord, we ask that your touch take away the pain. Father, we know that he suffered with seizure, Lord, and you are able to control or to remove or to take away the seizures, Lord. Father, I ask that you help him with his breathing, that you help him with his digestive system, that you just touch him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord, that we would get a testimony when we see Lonnie or we hear from him again, that you have healed his body. We trust and we believe, Lord, because you, every stripe that you took on that cross was for our healing, was for our affliction, and we bring Lonnie before you, Lord, and we declare his total healing. We touch and agree for Lonnie's total healing, Lord, that you would do it, that he would be able to praise you, to worship you with a a sound body, sound mind. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Father, I bring Marianne Jean before you this morning. She has a procedure that she needs to get done on Thursday, Lord, and we know that she loves you and she believes and she trusts in you. So we are joining with her, Lord, trusting and believing in you that this procedure will be successful, that you will guide the hands of the physician, everyone that is taking part in this procedure, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you, your love and your healing, your control will prevail, that she would be in your hand, Lord. Father, I pray and I ask that you take away the spirit of fear, take away all nervousness, and let her trust that you are in control and everything is in you, through you, and with you. And this procedure will be successful, that she will be in good health, that whatever the problem is, Lord, it will be healed, and that you will get the honor, you will get the glory, that she will come with a testimony how great you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We lift up everyone who is going through any medical procedure, any medical treatment. We lift up everyone who needs healing, whether it is physical, spiritual, or mental, Lord. We lift everyone up this morning that is represented on this line. We lift up their family who need healing, who need a touch from you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you touch them, that you heal them, that you keep them, that you watch over them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for doing it because it is done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
If there's anybody that has a prayer request or a prayer report, you're free to come forth. If not, I'll go forth and lift up Pastor and Sister Liz in prayer. He is in the process of working on the changing of the lighting system in our church, and we would like to lift him up in prayer that God will continue doing what he started doing in the restoration of the building. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, you promise us that nothing is too big or nothing is too small for you. You promise us, Lord, that if we cast our burden upon you, you will sustain us, you will keep us, you will hear us, you will hear our cry, and you will take charge and you will take control. Father, we lift up Pastor Aubrey Gregory this morning, and we ask you, Lord, to strengthen him. We ask you, Lord, to give him the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding, Lord, to deal with whatever project you have given him to deal with. We ask, Lord, that you would take control, that you would hear his cry, that you would be with him, Lord, in every endeavor that he has put his hand to. Father, the project that is going on this week, I ask that you intervene, that you do whatever is meant to be done, Lord, that you direct him, that the men or the people that is working on this project, Lord, that you will give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, that everything will be done according to your will, that every problem that the devil has planned for this project and for every project, we bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead your blood that no accident, no mishap will take place, that everything will be done according to your will. Father, open their eyes to see. Use them, Lord, to do whatever is necessary to be done to get this project right. Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit will take control, that we plead your blood and no accident will happen. We plead your blood on all the workers. We plead your blood on pastors, that everything will be done according to your will. Father, this is for your kingdom. This restoration is for your kingdom. It's for your work to be done, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for opening doors. We thank you for granting them favor. We thank you for providing the financial need. We thank you, Lord, for just giving Pastor the courage of not giving up, even when things doesn't go as he planned or he wanted to go, Lord, that he knows who is in control and that he put his trust in you and that you would not bring him to shame. You will not disappoint him, Lord. You will keep your word, Lord, that you is the God that creates everything and that everything is under your control. We thank you, Lord, again for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. And we know that you will continue doing a good thing because you are a God of completion. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I would like us to lift up the situation in Missouri. We know from weeks now what has been happening, what has been going on, and we want to pray for every individual involved. We want to pray for the city of Ferguson, that God's Spirit will prevail, that God will just intervene, because it's so much confusion and so much grief and so much is going on that you don't know, either side doesn't know, I don't think they know how to deal or how to take the situation. So we are going to turn to God and ask him to intervene. Would someone like to take that up? Okay, Father, we come before you asking you, Lord, to intervene in what is going on in Ferguson. Father, your scriptures say that if we obey, we trust and obey, and we come to you, you is the answer to everything. Father, we do not know what to do. We do not know who else to turn to. So we are turning to you. You said that you have set this day and that you are in control of everything. You, Lord, does not let anything happen without your permission. You are not a God to make a mistake. And we come before you, Lord, lifting this whole situation and giving it to you. Father, the people who are in charge, we ask that you direct them, that you send people who believe in you and people who trust in you and people who trust in your word to help solve this problem, Lord. You have done it before and you are the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we come before you, lifting up this situation. Lord, we know we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. We are wrestling with spiritual wickedness in high places. We are wrestling with principalities. We are wrestling against power, against rulers of the darkness of this world. We are wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord. And we come before you this morning, Lord, asking you to take control, asking you, Lord, to let your word prevail, to let the leaders and the law, the people who are in charge of the law, Lord, to seek you. Father, we ask that you send people who will look to you for the answer. We ask that you will intervene, Lord, a spiritual intervention. We lift up the law enforcement department, Lord, that they will do the right thing. Father, we also lift up the family of this young man, that you will give them the strength. You will give the parents, the siblings, the immediate family the strength to go on, Lord, the courage to go on, Lord. We know that it's not easy to lose a loved one by violence or however. So, Father, we lift up that family this morning, and we ask that as they prepare to lay their son, their nephew, their friend to rest, Father, that you will intervene and that you will comfort, Lord, that you will take charge. We ask for forgiveness for those who are not doing the right thing concerning this situation. Lord, we ask that you will touch their heart, that you will give them the knowledge, the comfort, and to do the right thing, Lord, knowing that you are in control regardless of what they do or how they do it, that you have the last say and that you are in control. We thank you, Lord, for doing it. We thank you, Lord, for the peace. We ask for the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that only comes from you, Lord. We ask that your peace will prevail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory to God.
We come this morning, we would like to lift up, the summer is fast approaching to an end, and we know that most of our children, most of the children are going back to school. Some of them started this week. Some of them will start next week. I know my grandson, they started this week. And we would like to thank God for keeping the children throughout the summer, that most of them are safe and just free from accidents, free from sickness. We would like to lift up our young people who is going out to college. We know of a few young people who have about a week again before they go away to college. We would like to lift up those who are preparing to go out to high school. We would like to pray for the little ones who are preparing to go out to kindergarten, who will be going out to kindergarten for the first time. So we will just lift up our young people and our children in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for our children, Lord. We thank you for our young people. We thank you, Lord, for just watching over them throughout this summer. Lord, and as the summer comes to our end, we ask that you continue keeping them, that you continue watching over them, that you continue having your angels stand guard over them. Those who are going out to college, Lord, we lift them up. We lift up those who are going out to high school. We lift up those who are going out to kindergarten. Father, we ask that you prepare them. We ask that you prepare the parents, that you provide for their every need, that you watch over them, Lord, that you give them the strength and the courage to continue with their education. Father, we lift up the schools, we lift up the teachers, Lord. We ask that you send godly teachers, Lord, that they would understand that these children need God. Father, we know that they have taken all the prayer in the church, but we come before in the schools. But we come before you, Lord, lifting up these children, praying for them, knowing that they need you and that the school needs you. We ask, Lord, that you protect, that you keep away the violence that had happened in the last school year, Lord. We ask that you will prevail, that your Holy Spirit spirit will prevail, that your protection mm-hmm. will prevail in the school, Lord, that any plan that the enemy has for violence, for anything that is not of you,
Lord,
towards our children, towards the school's education system, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that your spirit will prevail, that no violence, that you will curb the violence, that when we send our children to school, Lord, that they would be safe, that you would be watching over them, that your blood will prevail. We thank you, Lord, for keeping them safe during the summer. And as they go out to the various places of education, that you would go before them, that you will keep and watch over them, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you intervene. We do the ones, Lord, are innocent, and we know that things happen and that there are evil individuals out there just seeking, the devil just out there seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. And he does not have a respect of person. So we lift up our children, our young adults who are going out to college, Lord, Father, those that who know you, those that are coming from Christian home, Lord, watch over them, keep their heart, keep their mind. Bring back everything that they have learned about you, Lord, that they would not compromise when they go out to school or go out to college. Give them the courage to stand for you, Lord. Give them the boldness to stand for you, Lord, that they would do what you want them to do, and that they would not be ashamed to proclaim that they are Christian, that they are saved, that they would spread your word, Lord, that they would go out and encourage other young people to serve you and to trust you. We give them in your hand. We consecrate them to you, Lord, knowing that you would do what you said you would do. You have promised us that you would keep our children, that you will keep our loved ones in your love and in your care, Lord. We thank you for doing it, and we know that it is already done. Because you said that we have never seen the righteous suffer or the seed bear bread. We know that you have our children in your hand, Lord, and we thank you that we are able to come before you asking for your protection, asking for your guidance for our young people, for our loved ones, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the courage and you have given us the strength to continue every day. Father, you promised us that you would give us the strength, that when we feel weak, that you will strengthen us. And when we run, we would not get weary. Excuse me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We have a couple minutes still, and I would like to lift up, I would like us to lift myself up in prayer. I am taking a few of our Sunday school children to the on a trip to the Turtleback Zoo today, and I would like to ask God to protect us and to guide us as we go. Father, I come to you this morning asking you, Lord, to cover us in the blood, cover the children in the blood, cover me in the blood. Any plan that the enemy has, Lord, to come forward this morning, to any plan that he has that is not of you, Lord, I bring it to you this morning. I bring it to Lord. Cover us in the blood. Give us traveling mercies as we go, Lord. Help me to keep these children safe. Cover us in the blood. Give me the strength to watch over them, that nothing would, no harm or danger would come over them. Father, and as we go, I pray that you give them the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding to be obedient, to listen, and to have fun in Jesus' name. Give us traveling mercy to on our way and bring us back safely. In your name I pray, Lord. It is done.
Amen.
I would like to pray for those who are seeking God's guidance in any situation that you are going to, whether it's court or whether it's looking for employment or whether you have a situation, whatever it is. I would like to pray for God guidance and for God to continue giving us the courage to seek Him and to know that He is able to, He has promised us that He would never leave us nor forsake us. Excuse me. Whether it's stress, anxiety, or worries, we ask God that He would intervene, that He would provide for every need. Father, we come before You this morning, thanking You and praising You, Lord, that You have given us this, the knowledge, the strength, to continue turning to You, Lord. Father, I lift up Your people this morning. I thank You for giving us the desire to want to serve You. I thank You for giving us the desire, Lord, to want to continue even when things are not going our way or things are not going how we would like it to go, Lord. You promise us that be careful for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, You tell us, Lord, to make our request known unto You, and that You will supply our need. Father, we thank You that You are our helper. We thank You that we do not have to fear what man can do to us. We thank You, Lord, that we do not have to worry, that You are in control of everything. We thank You, Lord, for giving us strength, that we can do all things. We know, Lord, that we can take You at Your word, and that we can do all things through You who strengthen us, Lord. We come before You this morning, Lord, asking You to take away all the worries, all the anxiety, all the tension, all the stress, the financial worries, the spiritual worries, the spiritual stress, whatever is not of You, Lord. We bring it before You this morning, Lord, because You have promised us where two or three are gathered, touching and asking anything in Your name, that You would answer our prayer, Lord. And we come before You this morning, lifting up Your people, asking You to give them the courage, give them the strength to continue trusting You. Every spirit that is not of You, everything that is not of You, Lord, we come before You, asking You to remove it, to replace it with peace, with joy, with love, with your intervention, Lord. Father, we bring before You those who are seeking jobs. We ask, Lord, that You provide for their every need, that You open doors that need to be opened. You close doors that need to be closed. You direct them to the job that You have them, You want them to have, Lord. Father, we bring before You those who are sick in their body, those who are sick physically, those who are spiritually weak, those who are mentally challenged, Lord. We bring them before You, asking that You touch Your people. You touch us, Lord, that You continue to watch over us. You continue to give us Your favor, grant us Your favor, Lord. We ask, Lord, that You keep us in Your word, Lord, because if Your word have the answer, Your word have the solution, Your word have the strength. Those who are going through financial difficulties, Lord, we ask that they turn to You, remembering that You are the source. You would fight our battles, that You provide for their every need, Lord, financially. That You open doors, You give them the resources, Lord. You give them the strength, Lord, to deal with the financial situation. You guide their finances, that when they get their money, Lord, that they would use it wisely. Father, we come before you because we know you is the shield. You fight our battle. You is the ever-present God. We ask that you give us boldness. We ask that you give us faith, that we endure whatever the trials, whatever the tribulation, Lord. We know that you will not give us more than we could bear. You promise us that your spirit will fill us with the power, with the love, the boldness, that when we encounter trials and tribulation, we know who to turn to. We thank you, Lord, that you fill us with your spirit, that we continue praying for each other. We continue lifting each other up in prayer. We continue standing with each other. You have taught us, Lord, that we ought to pray for the weak. We ought to lift up those who are less fortunate. We ought to lift up those who are weak. And we come before you asking you to give us the strength, Lord. Father, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you that you have given Pastor Gregory the wisdom to bring forth this prayer line. And Father, as we come before you every morning, we thank you for giving us the desire. We thank you for giving us the not giving up spirit. We thank you for giving us the strength to get up every morning, Lord, and come before you, pleading our cause, praying for each other, lifting up the world and lifting up the nation and lifting up our leaders and lifting up our pastors and our church family in prayer. Lord, we know that you would not disappoint us, that you would not bring us to shame, because you promised us that you will not bring us to shame, that we will have testimonies, that we would come before you with thanksgiving and with praises for you answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for doing it. And we know that you would continue answering our prayer, and you would continue blessing us, and you will continue keeping us and watching over us. This morning, Lord, I thank you for giving me the strength, for giving me the courage, for giving me the boldness, for using me, Lord, for letting me know that I can do all things through you and for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would like to leave us with a word of encouragement. God has promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that once we continue in his love, that he would be with us. I would like to leave this scripture in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Have a blessed and victorious day, everyone. And again, thank you for joining us on the prayer line. And I pray that you will join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to meet with the King. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Bless you all.